Mastering, tuning and intonation on the saxophone. Mastering, tuning and intonation on the saxophone is a delicate art that can make or break a musician's performance. A harmonious connection between the saxophonist and the instrument is essential to create beautiful music. In this article, we will delve into the techniques and strategies for achieving perfect tuning and intonation on the saxophone. With its unique characteristics, the saxophone requires careful attention to its individual nuances. From understanding the instrument's mechanics to developing a keen ear for pitch, saxophonists must embark on a journey to establish a symbiotic relationship with their saxophone. We will explore practical exercises and tips for fine-tuning technique and developing a discerning ear. Whether you are a beginner or an experienced player, this comprehensive guide will equip you with the knowledge and skills needed to refine your saxophone playing. We will address common challenges such as embouchure adjustments, the impact of temperature and humidity, and methods for achieving consistent intonation across registers. By mastering tuning and intonation, you will unlock a world of musical possibilities on the saxophone. So, grab your instrument and let's dive into this fascinating exploration of the harmonious connection between saxophonist and saxophone. The importance of tuning and intonation in saxophone playing. Tuning and intonation are essential skills for any saxophone player, whether beginner or advanced. Tuning refers to the adjustment of the pitch of the instrument to match a standard or a reference note, such as A440. Intonation refers to the accuracy of the pitch of each note within a musical context, such as a scale, a chord, or a melody. Tuning and intonation affect the quality, clarity, and harmony of the sound produced by the saxophone. Tuning and intonation can be influenced by various factors, such as the temperature, humidity, altitude, reed strength, mouthpiece position, embouchure pressure, and breath support. Therefore, saxophone players need to develop a good ear and a consistent technique to adjust their tuning and intonation accordingly. Some ways to improve tuning and intonation are: use a tuner or a tuning app to check the pitch of the instrument before and during practice sessions. Try to match the tuner as closely as possible without relying on it too much. Practice long tones and scales with a drone or a metronome. Listen carefully to the intervals and the consonants or dissonance of the notes. Adjust the embouchure, tongue position, or fingering as needed to correct any pitch errors. Play with other musicians or recordings and compare your tuning and intonation with them. Pay attention to how your sound blends or clashes with the others. Try to match their pitch level and intonation style. Record yourself playing and listen back critically. Identify any tuning or intonation issues and work on them systematically. Seek feedback from a teacher or a peer if possible. Tuning and intonation are not fixed or static, but rather dynamic and expressive. They can vary depending on the musical genre, style, mood, or intention of the player. However, having a solid foundation of tuning and intonation will enable saxophone players to achieve a more professional and musical sound. Understanding the basics of tuning and intonation. Tuning and intonation are two essential aspects of saxophone playing that every musician should master. Tuning refers to the adjustment of the pitch of the instrument to match a standard or a reference note, such as A440. Intonation refers to the accuracy of the pitch of each note within a musical context, such as a scale, a chord, or a melody. Both tuning and intonation depend on various factors, such as the quality of the instrument, the reed, the mouthpiece, the embouchure, the breath support, and the temperature and humidity of the environment. In this article, we will explore some of the basic principles and techniques for improving tuning and intonation in saxophone playing. The first step to achieve good tuning and intonation is to have a reliable tuner or a reference note. A tuner is an electronic device that measures the frequency of a sound and displays it on a screen. A reference note is a fixed pitch that can be produced by another instrument, such as a piano, or by a tuning fork. The most common reference note for saxophone tuning is A440, which means that the note above middle C has a frequency of 440 Hz. To tune your saxophone, you need to play this note and compare it with the tuner or the reference note. If your saxophone is too high or too low, you need to adjust it by either pushing in or pulling out the mouthpiece on the neck. The more you push in, the higher the pitch will be. The more you pull out, the lower the pitch will be. You should aim for a minimal adjustment, as moving the mouthpiece too much can affect the intonation of other notes. The second step to achieve good tuning and intonation is to develop a consistent and flexible embouchure. The embouchure is the way you shape your lips, teeth, tongue, and jaw around the mouthpiece. The embouchure affects not only the tone quality, but also the pitch of each note. A good embouchure should be firm but relaxed, allowing for slight adjustments depending on the register and dynamic level of the music. For example, when playing in the low register, you may need to loosen your embouchure slightly and drop your jaw to lower the pitch. When playing in the high register, you may need to tighten your embouchure slightly and raise your tongue to raise the pitch. You should also avoid biting too hard on the mouthpiece, as this can cause sharpness and tension in your sound. The third step to achieve good tuning and intonation is to use proper breath support and airflow. Breath support is the use of your abdominal muscles to control the amount and speed of air that you blow into the instrument. Airflow is the direction and shape of the airstream that exits your mouth. Both breath support and airflow affect not only the volume and articulation, but also the pitch of each note. A good breath support should be steady and strong, allowing for smooth transitions between notes and phrases. A good airflow should be focused and directed towards the tip of the reed, creating a clear and resonant sound. You should also avoid using too much or too little air pressure, as this can cause flatness or sharpness in your sound. The fourth step to achieve good tuning and intonation is to practice with scales, intervals, drones, and recordings. Scales are sequences of notes that follow a specific pattern of steps and half steps. Intervals are distances between two notes measured in semitones or tones. Drones are sustained notes that can be used as a reference for tuning other notes. Recordings are audio files that can be used as examples or feedback for your own playing. Practicing with these tools can help you improve your ear training, which is the ability to recognize and produce accurate pitches by listening. You should practice with different types of scales and intervals, such as major, minor, chromatic, harmonic, melodic, etc., paying attention to how each note relates to the tonic or root note of the scale or interval. You should also practice with drones that match different notes or chords in your music, trying to blend your sound with them and avoid any beats or fluctuations in pitch. You should also listen to recordings of professional saxophonists who play with good tuning and intonation, trying to imitate their sound and style. By following these steps and practicing regularly, you can improve your tuning and intonation in saxophone playing. Tuning and intonation are not only technical skills, but also musical skills that can enhance your expression and communication as a musician. Common tuning problems and their causes. The saxophone is a complex and delicate instrument that requires proper care and maintenance to produce the best sound quality and intonation. However, even with regular tuning and cleaning, some common problems may arise that affect the performance of the saxophone. Here are some of the most frequent issues and their possible causes. The saxophone sounds out of tune with other instruments or with itself. This could be due to several factors, such as the temperature and humidity of the environment, the reed quality and condition, the mouthpiece position and alignment, the embouchure pressure and shape, or the fingering technique. To fix this problem, the saxophonist should check and adjust these elements until the pitch is consistent and accurate. A tuner or a reference note from another instrument can help with this process. The saxophone produces a squeaky or airy sound. This could be caused by a leak in the pads, the keys, or the neck cork, which prevents the air from flowing smoothly through the instrument. To fix this problem, the saxophonist should inspect and replace any worn or damaged parts, or take the instrument to a professional repair shop if necessary. A leak light can help with detecting any gaps or holes in the saxophone. The saxophone has a dull or muffled tone. This could be due to a buildup of dirt, dust, or moisture in the bore, the tone holes, or the mouthpiece, which dampens the vibration and resonance of the instrument. To fix this problem, the saxophonist should clean and dry the saxophone thoroughly after each use, using a swab, a brush, or a cloth. A mouthpiece cleaner can help with removing any debris or bacteria from the mouthpiece. These are some of the common tuning problems and their causes with the saxophone. By being aware of these issues and taking preventive measures, the saxophonist can ensure that their instrument is always in optimal condition and ready to play. Techniques for improving tuning and intonation. Tuning and intonation are essential skills for saxophone players, as they affect the quality and accuracy of the sound. Tuning refers to the adjustment of the pitch of the instrument to match a standard or a reference note, while intonation refers to the ability to play in tune within a musical context, such as a chord or a scale. Here are some techniques for improving tuning and intonation with the saxophone. Use a tuner or a tuning app to check your pitch regularly. You can also use a piano, a drone, or another instrument as a reference. Try to match the pitch of the reference note as closely as possible, and adjust your embouchure, breath support, or mouthpiece position accordingly. Practice long tones and scales in different keys and registers. Pay attention to the pitch of each note, and listen for any discrepancies or fluctuations. Use your ears and your tuner to correct any errors, and aim for a consistent and stable tone throughout the range of the instrument. Learn the tendencies of your saxophone and your mouthpiece. Different models and brands of saxophones and mouthpieces may have different pitch characteristics, such as being sharp or flat in certain notes or registers. Experiment with different mouthpieces and reeds, and find the ones that suit your saxophone and your playing style best. Practice with a metronome and a tuner simultaneously. This will help you develop a sense of rhythm and pitch at the same time, and improve your accuracy and precision. You can also practice with backing tracks or recordings of other instruments, and try to blend in with them harmoniously. Record yourself playing and listen back critically. This will help you identify any problems or areas of improvement in your tuning and intonation, as well as other aspects of your performance. You can also compare your recordings with professional recordings of the same pieces, and analyze the differences and similarities. Warm-up exercises for developing better pitch control. Warm-up exercises are essential for saxophone players who want to improve their pitch control and intonation. Pitch control is the ability to play notes accurately and consistently, without being too sharp or flat. Intonation is the ability to match the pitch of other instruments or singers, or to play in tune with a specific key or scale. Here are some warm-up exercises that can help you develop better pitch control with the saxophone. Long tones. This is the most basic and important exercise for pitch control. To practice long tones, choose a note and play it for as long as you can, using a steady breath and a relaxed embouchure. Try to keep the pitch stable and listen carefully for any fluctuations. You can use a tuner or a drone to check your accuracy. Repeat this exercise with different notes, covering the full range of your saxophone. Scales and arpeggios. Playing scales and arpeggios is a great way to practice pitch control in different keys and intervals. To practice scales and arpeggios, choose a key and play the corresponding major or minor scale, ascending and descending, using a smooth legato articulation. Then, play the arpeggio of the tonic chord, using the same key and articulation. You can also play other chords in the scale, such as the dominant or subdominant. Again, use a tuner or a drone to check your pitch accuracy. Bending notes. Bending notes is an advanced technique that involves lowering or raising the pitch of a note by adjusting your embouchure, tongue position, or air pressure. Bending notes can help you improve your pitch control by making you more aware of how subtle changes in your mouth affect the sound of your saxophone. To practice bending notes, choose a note and play it normally. Then, try to lower the pitch by loosening your embouchure, lowering your tongue, or reducing your air pressure. Then, try to raise the pitch by tightening your embouchure, raising your tongue, or increasing your air pressure. Be careful not to overdo it and lose the tone quality of your saxophone. These are some warm-up exercises that can help you develop better pitch control with the saxophone. Remember to practice them regularly and with attention to detail. By doing so, you will improve your sound, intonation, and musical expression. The role of embouchure in achieving better intonation. One of the most important aspects of playing the saxophone is intonation, or the ability to produce notes that are in tune with the desired pitch. Intonation is affected by many factors, such as the instrument, the reed, the mouthpiece, the air support, and the embouchure. Embouchure is the term used to describe the position and shape of the lips, teeth, and jaw when playing a wind instrument. Embouchure plays a vital role in achieving better intonation with the saxophone, as it controls the pressure and direction of the airstream that vibrates the reed and produces the sound. A good embouchure for saxophone should have the following characteristics. The lower lip should be slightly rolled over the lower teeth, forming a cushion for the reed. The upper teeth should rest lightly on the top of the mouthpiece, without biting or clamping down. The corners of the mouth should be firm and inward, creating a seal around the mouthpiece and preventing air leaks. The jaw should be relaxed and slightly dropped, allowing enough space for the reed to vibrate freely. The tongue should be arched and positioned behind the lower teeth, ready to articulate each note. By maintaining a good embouchure, a saxophonist can improve their intonation in several ways. A good embouchure allows for a consistent and focused airstream, which helps to produce a clear and steady tone. A good embouchure enables a saxophonist to adjust their pitch by changing the pressure and angle of their lips on the mouthpiece. For example, to play sharper, one can increase the lip pressure and direct the airstream upward. To play flatter, one can decrease the lip pressure and direct the airstream downward. A good embouchure facilitates a smooth transition between different registers of the saxophone, which have different intonation tendencies. For example, to play in tune in the lower register, one may need to loosen their embouchure slightly. To play in tune in the higher register, one may need to tighten their embouchure slightly. Embouchure is a crucial factor in achieving better intonation with the saxophone. A saxophonist should practice developing and maintaining a good embouchure that allows for a controlled and flexible airstream. By doing so, they can improve their tone quality, pitch accuracy, and musical expression. Using a tuner and other tools to aid in tuning. Tuning the saxophone is an essential skill for any saxophonist, as it affects the quality and accuracy of the sound. However, tuning the saxophone can be challenging, especially for beginners or in different environments. Fortunately, there are some tools and techniques that can help you tune your saxophone more easily and effectively. One of the most useful tools for tuning the saxophone is a tuner. A tuner is a device that measures the pitch of a note and compares it to a standard frequency. A tuner can tell you if your note is too high, sharp, or too low, flat, and by how much. You can use a tuner to adjust your saxophone's mouthpiece position, embouchure, and breath support until you get the desired pitch. there are different types of tuners available, such as electronic tuners, smartphone apps, or online tuners. You can choose the one that suits your preference and budget, but make sure that it is accurate and reliable. Some tuners also have additional features, such as metronomes, sound generators, or recording functions. Another tool that can help you tune your saxophone is a drone. A drone is a continuous sound that plays a reference pitch. You can use a drone to practice tuning by ear, which is an important skill for playing in ensembles or with other instruments. You can play along with the drone and listen carefully to the harmony between your note and the drone. If you hear any beats or waves in the sound, it means that you are out of tune. You can adjust your pitch until you hear a smooth and steady sound. You can find drones online, on CDs, or on some tuners. You can choose the drone that matches the key or scale that you are playing in, or use a chromatic drone that covers all the notes. You can also use other instruments, such as a piano or a guitar, as drones. Besides using a tuner and a drone, there are some other tips and tricks that can help you tune your saxophone better. Here are some of them. Warm up your saxophone before tuning. A cold saxophone will sound flat, while a warm saxophone will sound sharp. Play for at least 10 minutes before tuning to let your saxophone reach its optimal temperature. Tune to the concert pitch of 440 Hz. This is the standard pitch that most instruments use for tuning. However, some orchestras or bands may use a different pitch, such as 442 Hz or 445 Hz. Check with your conductor or leader before tuning to make sure that you are using the same pitch. Tune to the middle register of your saxophone first. The middle register is the easiest and most stable to tune, as it is less affected by the mouthpiece position or the embouchure. Start with the note G on the alto saxophone or C on the tenor saxophone, and then tune the rest of the notes around it. Use a consistent embouchure and breath support when tuning. Your embouchure and breath support affect your pitch greatly, so make sure that you use the same ones that you use when playing normally. Do not bite or loosen your embouchure too much, or blow too hard or too soft, as this will change your pitch. Check your intonation regularly. Intonation is how well you play in tune with yourself and with others. Even if you tune your saxophone correctly at the beginning, your intonation may change during playing due to various factors, such as temperature changes, fatigue, or reed condition. Therefore, you should check your intonation frequently by using a tuner, a drone, or your ears. The impact of different saxophone models and mouthpieces on tuning. The saxophone is a complex instrument that requires careful adjustment and maintenance to produce accurate intonation. One of the factors that affects the tuning of the saxophone is the choice of model and mouthpiece. Different models of saxophones may have slight variations in the bore, the keywork, the neck angle, and the tone holes, which can influence the pitch and timbre of the instrument. Similarly, different mouthpieces may have different characteristics such as the chamber size, the facing length, the tip opening, and the baffle shape, which can affect the airflow, the reed vibration, and the sound quality of the saxophone. Therefore, saxophonists need to be aware of how their model and mouthpiece choices can impact their tuning and adjust accordingly. In this paper, we will review some of the literature on saxophone tuning and intonation, and present a comparative study of different saxophone models and mouthpieces. We will measure the pitch tendencies of various combinations of models and mouthpieces using a digital tuner and a spectrogram, and analyze how they differ from each other and from the standard concert pitch. We will also discuss some of the possible causes and solutions for saxophone tuning problems, and provide some practical suggestions for saxophonists who want to improve their intonation. Tips for practicing tuning and intonation effectively. Tuning and intonation are essential skills for saxophone players, as they affect the quality and accuracy of the sound. Here are some tips for practicing tuning and intonation effectively. Use a tuner or a drone to check your pitch. A tuner is a device that shows you the frequency of the note you are playing, and whether it is too high or too low. A drone is a sustained sound that you can play along with, and listen for any dissonance or harmony. You can use either a tuner or a drone, or both, to practice matching your pitch to a reference. Adjust your embouchure and breath support. Your embouchure is the way you shape your mouth and lips around the mouthpiece, and it affects the tone and pitch of the saxophone. Your breath support is the amount of air pressure you use to produce the sound. You can adjust your embouchure and breath support to fine-tune your pitch, by tightening or loosening your lips, or by blowing more or less air. Experiment with different embouchure and breath support settings, and see how they affect your tuning and intonation. Learn the tendencies of your saxophone. Different saxophones may have different tuning and intonation tendencies, depending on the model, the brand, the age, and the condition of the instrument. For example, some saxophones may tend to play sharp in the high register, or flat in the low register. You should learn the tendencies of your saxophone, and compensate for them accordingly. You can do this by playing scales and arpeggios in different registers, and checking your pitch with a tuner or a drone. Practice with other musicians. One of the best ways to improve your tuning and intonation is to practice with other musicians, especially those who play different instruments. This will help you develop your ear for harmony, and learn how to blend your sound with others. You can practice with a duet partner, a small ensemble, or a large band or orchestra. Pay attention to how your saxophone sounds in relation to the other instruments, and adjust your pitch as needed. Conclusion: the rewards of mastering tuning and intonation on the saxophone. Tuning and intonation are essential skills for any saxophonist who wants to play with other musicians, whether in a band, an orchestra, or a solo performance. Tuning is the process of adjusting the pitch of the instrument to match a reference tone, such as a tuning fork or a piano. Intonation is the ability to play in tune within a musical context, such as a chord or a scale. Both tuning and intonation require careful listening, practice, and adjustment of the embouchure, breath support, and fingering. Mastering tuning and intonation on the saxophone has many benefits for the player and the listener. A well-tuned and well-intoned saxophone sounds more harmonious, expressive, and musical. It blends better with other instruments and creates a pleasing sonic balance. It also allows the player to explore different styles, genres, and emotions with more confidence and versatility. Tuning and intonation are not only technical aspects of playing the saxophone, but also artistic ones that enhance the musical experience. Tuning and intonation are vital aspects of saxophone playing that require constant attention and improvement. By practicing tuning and intonation regularly, the saxophonist can achieve a higher level of musicality and enjoyment. Tuning and intonation are not only challenges, but also rewards for the dedicated saxophonist.